As a reminder,
Hello.
Today's conference call is being recorded. You may begin.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the cross-community working group call on the 22nd.
Excuse me, Jamie Wagner joins.
Ah.
Hello.
On the 20th of September, sorry for the hesitation. And on the call, we have John Berard, Jonathan Robinson, Wendy Seltzer, Jamie Wagner. For staff, we have Liz Gaster, Margie Milam, and myself, Glenda Saint-Gervais. I have not noted apologies from anybody. Has anybody other apologies?
Then I've got an apology from Christina in the sense that she's told me she's going to have to formally drop out of this group, so she no longer wishes to participate or is able to participate in this group for undisclosed reason. But so that's effectively an apology from Christina.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. With that, may I just remind you to say your name before speaking for transcription purposes? And it's over to you, Jonathan. Thank you. And just for information, for the next council meeting on the 6th of October, documents should be in by the 28th of September.
All right, great, Glenn. So let me just say, it's Jonathan Robinson here. We've got Wendy Seltzer, John Berard and Jamie Wagner on the call, which is great, guys. Really appreciate you being here. And I've been a little worried about having some kind of critical mass to get this going. Now, we've got a very tight time this evening because this call rolls directly into another call, as most of you will know. again, apologies for the back-to-back scheduling. I think we're going to try and reschedule future calls for Thursday, and we'll do a doodle poll on that and try and get that sorted out. We'll have to have a hard stop at 5 minutes before the hour. I'm not sure if how many of you managed to see the agenda that I sent out, the sort of suggested agenda that I sent out. Is Wendy, Jamie, John gave me a brief.
How many
response.
Of the two of us?
Yeah.
There's not a large anonymity set here.
Yeah, exactly. So, Wendy, I assume you didn't see it, or
That's correct.
Great. All right. Well, let me just say that really the key thing I hoped to achieve was really breathe some new life into this group and tackle a couple of things on this call, really. It's one is just go very briefly through the history of where we've got to and the key items that we've got under our belt so far. Try and look at how we might work between now and Dakar, what we might try and achieve by and at Dakar, and then look at and really try and just reestablish where we're at and cover what's been done so far. So really, from my point of view, and please interrupt me if you think I'm missing a key point, that applies to both staff and colleagues on the call here. But really, the critical documents for me are that we had a set of draft principles that were, I think, penned by Liz, but essentially an ICANN staff, Liz Gaster, but a set of draft principles on CWGs penned by the ICANN staff back in May. That was followed up by a discussion document that I penned with help from and input from colleagues and staff. And that both of those documents are available on the GNSO website under the draft documents. So if you need to refresh your memory, have a quick look at those. And John, to your point on what has and hasn't worked in the past, there's a section on my draft document that sort of invites input on that, if you like. And then with Margie's help in July, we got a draft charter together, or a proposed charter of this group together. And that's And we looked over that, and we had a meeting back in on around the 20th of July, our last meeting. I think it was 21st of July. And in doing that, we had a very limited participation, but those of us with that were on the call kind of, in my view, and I hope I'm not doing a disservice, but we sort of spun our wheels a bit around whether or not this group itself should be a cross-community working group. Some water's passed under the bridge between them, but basically my opinion and understanding is that really this has got to be a GNSO group with as broad as possible other participation. If we try and I don't get the feeling that we've got that this is really something that's asked for by the GNSO for us to look at and provide the GNSO with some guidance. And I know that there are some views that we should perhaps go broader than that and try and turn this into a community working group. But my current feeling is that we really need to make some progress as a drafting team from the GNSO and with as inclusive as possible input. And I'm suggesting that the charter reflects that position. So really, I think that's the summary to date and an expression of my opinion, which is something that I'd like to discuss. And the other area then to cover off is what might we reasonably achieve, because what I'd like to do at the next council meeting is set some expectations of what we might achieve over the next while. And as Liz has pointed out, there are some there's some pressure building on a requirement to get some clarity about how these cross-community working groups might work in the future. So let me pause for a moment there and first of all take your input on the sort of the run-up to this and see if there are any comments on that. And then the second point is, and let's take it at that for a moment.
Jonathan, this is John. It strikes me as I look at and have listened to the discussion that the points of contention are rooted in the policy approaches, how the policy approaches are different, how the outcomes are different for all the groups that could be participating in a cross constituency working group. And so would it be a good idea to identify, to catalog what those differences are that can cause friction, so that perhaps we can, when deciding whether to participate or to encourage cross-constituency working groups, we will know what the potential obstacles might be. I mean, the reason I mentioned jig and jazz is because I think that the narrow and technical requirements of jig lent themselves very well to avoiding many of those policy points of difference, whereas the jazz seemed to accentuate those policy points of difference. And it begins with the fact that some groups pass advice along to the board and some groups pass policy along to the board.
So, John, how would we go about structuring something like that? And I'm trying to think how that would that seems like a sensible suggestion. I mean, the challenge will be just how to. So let's park that and accept that that's. Are there any comments on that? Any additional thoughts on that as a way?
It's Liz. I think that it's a helpful way to focus on when joint working groups might even be appropriate, because if it's a policy development process, then there is the bylaws requirement that it follow, you know, a GNSO process in the GNSO or a CCNSO process in the CCNSO. So I think John's distinction is a helpful one in terms of we are talking about joint working groups that are providing advice, whether it be to the board, to the staff, or to the community. So those three cases, you know, three cases, but general advice. It might even be advice on a policy matter that could then lead to a PDP that would then go into a, you know, the appropriate channel or process. But I think it's because of those bylaws requirements for PDPs that we are kind of exclusively talking here about other advice that is not a policy development, you know, consensus policy outcome. Margie, do you?
Thanks, it's for that. What I was going to ask is, and I think having heard you out, that I know the answer, but my impression is that that means that not much has changed since you set those draft principles out back in May. The position remains consistent with those. I don't know how much you can cast your mind back or remember what was written there, but it doesn't seem...
Well, that was... Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, we could... I don't mean to say that that's the... That we... Let me say, I'm not arguing for the reverse, which is that that's the only way it can be done and that we have to do joint working groups. I was only saying that if we're talking about a PDP, then there is a bylaws required process for following a PDP, and I think that's what the contracted parties, you know, in the previous council discussions on the matter were most concerned about, that PDP, two concerns, that and that advice not go straight to the board without review by an SO or AC, but those two elements, you know, seem to be the things that were of greatest concern to the group, but I definitely want others to comment, not. I just want to make that clarification.
Thanks, Liz. So one of the key things for me is to try and break any kind of logjam in progress, and I appreciate John's suggestion as to part of it, but I'd like to try and see if there's any sort of milestones, practical milestones we can achieve over the next forthcoming period. And like I say, perhaps in our preamble, it wasn't as part of the recorded session, perhaps Jamie, before you or Wendy joined even, but we have this drafting team charter, prospective charter for the group. I'm not sure if you guys have had the chance to see it, but I would quite like to get this formalized and get that under our belts, and then use a couple of meetings to make some progress. So while we may not be in a position to do what was initially desired, and that is to give a full and final document to the GNSO by the Dakar meeting, I'd like to make some reasonable progress in advance of that. I don't know how realistic it is to get a proper report done by then. What do people feel about what's realistic, with given that we've effectively got probably a couple of meetings? We've got two council meetings and a couple of telephone call meetings. What can we realistically achieve by Dakar, and what might we like to do in Dakar as part of this group?
Well, first of all, when are we going to get the when will we move the charter? Will that be the meeting of the 6th? Will we move the charter for the meeting of the 6th?
Yes, that's what I'm proposing.
Okay.
We would
intend then to offer some initial commentary at the meeting on the 26th. So the question is, what do we do between now and the 26th to begin to get community input on the points of contention that prevent the smooth operation of cross-constituency working groups?
A good point. How do we... Is it...
Could we quickly call for comment in some fashion? I'll rely on the staff in this regard. Bueller?
Is Has anyone from the staff got any input on this? What realistically, given that we've got the opportunity for a couple of calls, the meeting, which I think we've tentatively scheduled some time in, I think we've applied, if you like, for some time on the schedule for this issue in Dakar, what form of outreach or capturing broader community input is possible? The charter envisages a publication of announcement on the ICANN website and distribution of the announcement to the GNSO stakeholder groups and so on. What's realistic in terms of soliciting input?
Well, one thing that Jeff Newman is working on, he's working on the open meeting plans with the staff and trying to take to heart the proposals that had been developed by the little working group that was charged with kind of enhancing our open council meetings. And one of the things that seemed to be a chorus of agreement was making the council meeting itself more interactive. This is obviously something of interest to many communities, and so this might be something that's quite ripe for an open mic session, you know, early on in the council meeting, because Jeff was looking for, you know, ideas along those lines, and I think that there were a number of different, because we have so many working groups, there's a bit of a judgment call about which working groups would rise to the, you know, to the top that we might solicit the most robust input at the meeting. But if this were something that, you know, you all or the council, you know, to me, it's actually a good candidate for a robust discussion at the open mic, because you do have other, you know, especially if we could encourage representatives of other SOs and ACs that have an interest in this to express their views, it might be quite relevant. It also, you know, candidly might be premature, because one of the things you talked about, you know, kind of getting the GNSOs house in order, you know, trying to figure out what the council really wants, you know, what would work best for the council's rules and for your policy understanding of policy development, you know, issues and taking input from other groups. So I think that might be one opportunity. You know, it's difficult to get a separate meeting on the calendar if that's what you were thinking about for outreach, but it's never impossible. We could always ask. You know, the times
really
are closed for the schedule itself, so a separate meeting would be difficult to do.
Yeah. Although I have a feeling somebody asked me about a separate meeting and whether that was desirable, and I said potentially yes. So I don't know if that application... But in any event, I think your suggestion is very, very good, and I appreciate your point on both its relevancy, but it's potentially premature without... council having had a proper opportunity to deal with it in a structured way. Do you know if this has come up in any planning discussions? Has this particular working group or drafting team, has this come up as a prospect for the open mic session?
You know, I thought I was on that, and in fact, I saw Adrian a couple weeks ago, who was also on it, and I'm not aware that there's been any formal progress. I was kind of curious about that. I'll have to go through and check my emails to see if I've missed something.
Yeah, they had written up, or Glenn, you had written up some notes for that group that had been circulated, I believe, and then Jeff used those notes as kind of a basis for guiding the process of, you know, arranging for the meetings. And when we last met with Jeff, the cross-community working group was one of the groups that we kind of put in the candidate pool, if you will, as a, you know, possible good one to have on the open mic Wednesday. But I think what he wanted to see, we have so many motions on the 6th, 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
What would actually come out of that? How many get voted on? What gets voted on? Because there could be pressing obvious things that come from that dictate. Or that help you and everyone decide. But it was on the short list, let me say that.
Right. Well, that's encouraging to know, although I approached with some trepidation because I might end up in some kind of role of trying to manage it, and but that's, in terms of the session, I'm not sure how that would be handled. But, yeah, that's encouraging to know then. What else? So let's assume for a moment that is the case. We end up with getting good and comprehensive community input at the meeting via that session. What else might we achieve in advance of that? I mean, how does my suggestion to try and get the charter on the move for the charter to be accepted on the second council meeting? Are we largely happy with that kind of? I mean, given that this charter is pretty much drafted at this point, I can recirculate it with my suggested changes, which are, as I say, not particularly material, and potentially put that forward as a motion. How does that sound?
Hey, Jonathan, it's Margie. Jamie's been in the queue. I think he wanted to say something, and I also wanted to get
I'm
in the
sorry,
queue as well.
Jamie, I apologize. I'm not on the, because of the little mix-up about the call, I haven't logged on to Connect, so please, guys, just jump in, and there's only four of us, four or five plus the staff, so please just jump in, Jamie. I'm sorry, I'm not monitoring that.
I don't know if you are hearing me. Are you hearing me?
Jamie, go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. But my proposition would be to focus first on the draft on the chartering of these cross community working groups. So I would suggest for us to focus on the chartering as a first focus of but I understand that you are now concerned with the charter of our drafting team, yes?
Correct. And in fact, Jamie, just to help you there, under the objectives and goals laid out in the charter of our drafting team, this is one of the key areas is to find a way forward for effective chartering of cross-community working groups.
Yes, and I don't know if I would go much further than that. That's my point in the first because in the first attempt, there was an expectation the GNSO working groups the work that had been done around the GNSO working groups would fit in the cross-community working groups. This was an expectation, but I feel that this is an input that we should be given afterwards and to a larger group.
Jamie, can you just help me clarify my understanding of what you're saying there? So I think I'm hearing you say two things. One, that you think you're suggesting that
just pulling up a letter to
that we should narrow our the scope of this drafting team to focus only on the chartering.
Okay. So the first point
is that community working groups. Hello.
Yeah, I'm digesting that. Is there any? What have you seen the drafting team charter as it stands at the moment?
The drafting team roles and functions and this is the effective chartering, functioning, and utilization. This is the...
Correct,
yes?
Correct, yeah. And you're saying trim it back to simply focusing on effective chartering of BWG.
Yes.
Any other comment or thought on that from people on the call? Or maybe Jamie, you can help us with why you think that that's, we should limit ourselves to that extent.
Because I understand that in a second round it would be easier to not to face some opposition from other stakeholder groups if we present something that is very finished without the in the GNSO only discussion this could face some opposition when it is offered to other community stakeholders. And I think that the chartering issue would not face an opposition. That's an impression.
That's helpful. Any other comments on that or thoughts?
And I think also that chartering is already a broad enough issue for us to, or at least to base our work in two phases. First phase where we would face only the chartering, and then another phase where the group should, could be open to other stakeholders and other community groups. Then we would see which kind of policy or not policy making issues should be tackled by the cross-community working groups.
Yeah, I must say I grapple with this whole thing of participation or not, because the charter envisages very open contribution and participation. There's never been an intention. I think the only issue here really is whether the drafting team is in some way a cross-community working group, or whether it is a GNSO chartered working group with wide open invitation to participation from anyone else within the community to contribute. So I think, to some extent, I'm not sure I fully grasp the subtleties between the two, because the intention is to put as broad as possible input in any event.
Okay.
I'm trying to think where we go next on this, then, in terms of what we might achieve. I'd love some other feedback on whether we limit ourselves, as Jamie's suggesting, to effective chartering of community working groups, or whether, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Jamie. It's both potentially it's likely to be a limited scope, and therefore not encounter opposition that the GSO is going too far of determining this without sufficient other input, and also, frankly, is perhaps a smaller mouthful to bite off. But I just wonder whether that limits us too tightly to doing anything useful.
Well, you don't think to that. Providing an effective chartering and agreed effective chartering, because the problem is how are these groups being chartered? This is I think this is where the problem has arisen. Different charters from different organizations, and this is where the Jazz Working Group failed. Presented some problems, and I think that if we come up with a narrow focus, and we come up with something in chartering, we would be doing a great job. And I think this is much more objective and feasible thing to do in this short time we have ahead of us.
You mean specifically with respect to between now and Dakar?
Not only that, but yeah, to present something. But I don't, even if we narrow our charter to chartering, focus the chartering, I don't think we would be able to present something to finish something until Dakar.
I agree with you, which kind of loops us back to the suggestion of putting the CWG firmly in this candidate pool for open mic discussion. Because if we could roll back the deadline for producing something for the council, which I'm starting to think towards somewhere in the fourth quarter of the year, getting significant community input during the Dakar meeting would then, to my mind, would give up, put us in a position where between now and Dakar we really set up basis on which we can take input and the questions we seek to answer, rather than trying to produce any form of finished product.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
Any thoughts on that, Wendy, John, or Liz, or Largie, about how does this description of what of the shape we're talking about, how does this sound?
Well, I appreciate, and in most cases would endorse Jamie's wanting to more narrowly define the project. My feeling is that we're going to see, as soon as Dakar, I believe, increased pressure for the deployment of an increasing number of cross-community working groups on issues ranging from ethics and conflict of interest to contract terms, to uniform contract terms. I mean, my feeling is that there's going to be a lot of energy behind bringing more of the constituencies together at the start of consideration. And I think a lot of that is going to be driven by the board. I believe that there will be an increased number of requests from the board to create these kinds of things. So while I might otherwise think that one step at a time would be pretty good, I do think we need to do a little bit of running here before we walk. And so I would encourage us to be as to take in as much as we can with this first step.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, and it's a good point.
This is Wendy, and I apologize. I was called away for a moment during the call.
Can we help with
my plan work?
Yeah. Wendy, can we help with catching you up at all? Would you like a brief synopsis of the last 5 minutes or so?
No, I won't put you all through that.
Well, the essence, Wendy, of what we're grappling with a bit, though, is I think it'd be really helpful to get any input from you as well. I mean, I think that the things I'm grappling with is John's highlighted that there's a bigger context to this, and there's a bunch of cross-community issues potentially coming down the track and pressure for these to be dealt, or for issues to be dealt with in a cross-community way by cross-community working groups. Unless we make significant progress in reasonably short order, we risk risk getting into an impasse, because I can already see, as Liz touched on earlier, that When there's a suggestion of community working groups taking place, there's the bounce back is, well, wait till the GNSOs, don't start any of these until the GNSO has done its work on this. But
so we've got pressure to work quickly.
Yeah, correct. And
and none of us with bandwidth to do a lot, or concern that we don't even have enough people to participate.
That's the reason I'm wondering if we can issue a call for input from the community to help inform the work of this working group. I realize that it would probably not be totally within the, I mean, is there an opportunity if we go back to each of our constituencies, if we figure out how to instigate comment, at least we can get people talking and thereby pushing this thing further up the priority list.
John, I hear someone else wants to come in, but just a quick comment on that. Is that you, Liz? Or is it Margie? Who's trying to come in?
Wendy trying to add something.
Hi, Wendy. Fire away.
Well, I sense that we've got two different, or at least two levels of challenge. One is that we need among the GNSO Council to define our attitude toward these working groups, and then we need to get input from the rest of other parts of the community on what they want to participate in them. And I think we would be... have a plenty large enough job just trying to coordinate what we as counselors want to get out of cross-community working groups and what scope we are willing to give them.
Yes, Wendy, it's Jonathan. And in many ways, that's where we got kind of stuck last time around on the call, which is why I came into this one saying, look, how about we keep this tight and we try and make as much progress as we can in understanding the GNSO attitude to these things. But it's a really circular problem, this, because we run the risk, as Jamie's touching on, of being seen to be going off without proper input. Yet if we try and get comprehensive cross-community input, we run the risk of you know, having too much to deal with too soon. So I've grappled with that. And then the other thing, Wendy, that Jamie was suggesting is maybe we really narrow the scope. Perhaps we really narrow the scope of what we're trying to do down to just concentrating on effective chartering of these community working groups, which is really tighten up the focus.
Well, if we keep going meta, we won't get anything done.
Yeah. And so I came into this call with my kind of pragmatic hat on and thinking, well, how do we really try and, because I feel both responsible and aware that the progress is looking thin on the ground for, you know, something that was really kicked off back in around May, and here we are 3 or 4 months later with not much to show for it. And that I freely admit that's partly because I've been very busy, but nevertheless I'd like to try and achieve a little more than we have to date. But Jamie, you seem to have the charter in front of you. John, Wendy, I don't know how much this draft charter that we've got, I don't know how much chance you've had to look at this and whether we could recirculate that, reinvigorate that on a list between us and see if we can't shape something up that or a variant of it to try and get in front of the council. The shape I'm starting to see now is potentially that, a couple of calls between now and Dakar, and some question as to whether we have an open mic session on this on the CWG issue, understanding that brings with it some risks. And I wouldn't mind discussing that with the council, in fact, and seeing how receptive other councils are to that.
Hey, Jonathan, it's Margie, if I may chime in for a moment.
Margie, I'd love to hear something. Thanks.
You and I had an email correspondence about whether I should make a request for a meeting in Dakar, and I did submit one. I submitted one for Thursday morning because there's a lot of activity already going on, and that seems to be a time, hopefully, that you know, wouldn't have that much conflict. But that might be an area where you could get other input. I mean, I know you're talking about, you know, hopefully getting the viewpoint of other, you know, SOs and ACs. You know, if we approach that meeting in Dakar as something where we're trying to get input, you know, that might be one way of doing it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you reminding me that, Margie, because I thought we had had a conversation about putting this issue on the schedule in Dakar. Do you know when we'll know about that?
We submitted our request last week, and I don't know how long it is before they actually, you know, work out all the conflicts and publish it. Liz, do you have an idea when that might be? When
I'll
we'll have a good
while you guys are chatting, because I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I'll find out and send an email to the list so you guys know when we'll know.
Great.
But I just top of my head, I don't know.
All right. So I mean, we're probably coming into the wrap up few minutes here at the moment. But what I've got from this is that essentially there's a few things. One, we're going to put out another doodle poll to try and set up a couple of Thursday meetings between, you know, two or three Thursday meetings every 2 weeks between now and Dakar, and we'll use that as certainly meetings that don't run directly into the consumer metrics meeting because of the overlap there. Two, I'm going to recirculate the charter as it is at the moment with some minor suggested changes and try and take account of what's been said on this call. And then three, having there is a prospect of putting this draft charter, depending on how we get on over by email, of putting this before the GNSO, and then as a motion to define the way in which this drafting team is going to work. And then four, I suggest that it sounds like we've got a suggestion of either dealing with this as part of a sort of open mic session, the GNSO public meeting, and or as a public meeting on the Thursday morning in Dakar. How does that sound, and are there any other comments in and around that as a kind of practical way forward? Any other thoughts or comments before we bring this rather short meeting to a close?
I think you win by silence.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Jonathan, this is Glenn. Just one small comment, that the final schedule review for the Dakar meetings is Wednesday, the 21st of September.
All right, so we should know a little after that whether we're on the schedule or not and how that's likely to work.
But I would encourage you to let Jeff know if you think that would be valuable, or, you know, we can do that too, if that's something you particularly
like. Yeah, sure. Liz, I guess for me it's the question is if we get to be on the schedule on Thursday morning, I think we're talking about two separate potential events here, aren't we? One is part of the GNSO Council open meeting, and the other is a separate item on the meeting schedule as an open session on CWGs. Am I correct in my understanding?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I guess
what
I'm saying
is... You could really
do
the kind of outreach you like at the Thursday session.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if we get on the schedule on the Dakar schedule for the Thursday session, that may influence Liz the thinking of whether we want to then be part of CWGs as part of the Jeff's session as well.
Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, everyone. I did promise we'd try and wrap it up by 5:02, and it looks like we can just about manage to do that. I think that's a little progress, and really appreciate your time on the call. Let's pick it up on the list and see if we can't work with this.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.